second grandson in 2.5 weeks, got married this last Thursday, and we're in the midst of a big, wonderful simcha. These are the first chasanas in our family since my wife passed away, so it's a bit of a bittersweet feeling, but Baruch Hashem simchas, and we're happy with simchas, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good to us, and we believe that, as we know from the Zohar and Parshas Pinchas, that parents come, the neshamas come to rejoice with their children. So, Baruch Hashem, Koyeta Neshem, Koy Yosef, we should always share beside the stories. The Shia tonight is dedicated, Leilui Nishmas, the two parents of our dear friend, Mr. Kurt Rothschild, who is our, I think, the oldest Talmud that we have here. And it's a great covet for us to see Mr. Rothschild every week. So I know Mr. Rothschild for many, many years. And we share many projects, especially Shari Tzedek. And Mr. Rothschild is on the board of Shari Tzedek. So it's a big covet to have you here. And the shir tonight is dedicated Le'ilu Nishmas Reb Mordechai Ben Reb Gershon and Isha Cheshuv Yentl Bas Reb Arye, the father and mother of Mr. Rothschild. They should be Melitza Yoisha for the entire family, and Shianichu B'Sholem Anashkovam, and you and your family should know Arichas Yomim V'Shonim and good health for many, many years to come.
Amen.
So we have two shiurim before Purim, and next week we probably will deal with a more specific sugya of Purim. But today, we are in the midst of Chodesh Adar. Mishenechnas Adar Marvim B'Simcha. And I am also in the midst of a personal family Simcha. So today, the sugya will be Simcha. That's a nice sugya to deal with any time. So I would say Simcha in Yahadus. The various different aspects of Simcha in Yiddishkeit. What room does Simcha have in Yiddishkeit? And we will visit 11 sites and deal with 11 different sugyas, and we'll break them down to 4 or 5 different categories and different gdorim, and we will try to deal with the entire broad spectrum of mitzvahs ha-simcha and try to define the various different ways in which Simcha manifests itself in halacha. And what are the ways we express Simcha when we are required to do so, al pi halacha and mitzvah HaTorah. So let's start off with Purim. That would only be natural. We'll start with Purim and we're going to end with Purim. And between number 1 and number 11, we will visit 9 other sites and deal with 9 other halachas. So in Megillas Esther we find, Las Esoisim Yemei Mishto V'Simcha. So Purim, we definitely have a mitzvah of Simcha. And that is a mitzvah of Divrei Kabbalah, because the entire Yom Tov of Purim is Medivrei Kabbalah. And it is in Megillas Esther. But the days are Yomei Mishto V'Simcha. How do we express the Simcha? Chai v'nish levesume b'poraya ad el yod v'nara homen aborach Mordechai. So Chazal say we need to drink wine and drink wine ad el yod. So I wrote in my sforum, Minchas Osho and Moyadim Purim. Well, I should have brought some Sforim, but I did not. I just brought a Godesh Pesach in English. So maybe next week. So I made my opinion very clear that one should not get drunk, even though Pashtas Halacha, Chazal speak about getting drunk, Ad Dela Yoda. And it's amazing observation that those very same Rishonim and Poiskim, the Beis Yosef, the Mogen Avraham, that any other source, and in all the other halachas, their interpretations are lefi tachlis apashtus, tachlis apshat. And here, they offer such far-fetched interpretations of Chai V'nish Levesume. The most far-fetched is that the numerical value, or the gematri of Orohomen and Baruch Mordechai are the same. So when you cannot figure out by heart, without using a pencil and paper, the gematria of Orohom and Baruch Mordechai, that is the stage in which you were Mekayim Adel Yoda. What a far-fetched pshat Adel Yoda ben Orohom and Baruch Mordechai, that you can't figure out the gematria is without a pencil. It is clear that these great Gedolim and Poiskim offer these far-fetched pshatim because in their hashkofa and in their understanding, there is nothing positive about becoming drunk. And it was clear to them that one should not become drunk neither Purim nor any other time. And that is why the Shulchan Aruch paskins, yiradem mitoch shtiyato, and one should not become drunk. So I am a bit disturbed. A few weeks ago I spoke bechlal about this disgrace of drinking. So I know that Noilam Yeshiva said it's a custom that boys become drunk, and I'm not happy about that. I think the Beis Yosef and most of the other Rishonim and Poskim say, Yishte Yoiser Mergeloi, yes, one should become somewhat lightheaded, merry, maybe fall asleep, but one should not become drunk. And especially now when running around in the streets. In the Rambam, it's very clear that the mitzvah of Shtiya Seyan Adalayoda is part of Sudas Purim. It's part of Sudas Purim. And there's no Indian in drinking wine, definitely not Beleil Purim. There's no mitzvah of Sudas Purim, Beleil Purim, and not even in the morning. It should be part of Sudas Purim and not running around in houses and drinking everywhere and then vomiting up and get stuck in somebody's house and the Balabais can't get rid of you when that happens every day. So, the mitzvah of Simchas Purim Shtiyas Yayin. The Rambam, Perek Beis Melchus Megillah, the Rambam writes, Yetakan Suda Noah, Yoichel Boso, V'yishayin. How does the Rambam know Yoichel Boso? Obviously, because the story is told about Rav Hoshaya that sent Mishloach Moras and he sent the meat. So probably one eats the meat. But that's not so reasonable because Omid Beis, Rav Zayin Omid Beis, there's another story of Amiruim that sent spices and not meat. In my opinion, the Rambam Misavora determines that there is a common denominator, a tzadah shava, between Simchas Purim and Simchas Yom Tov, because Purim is a Yom Tov. It's not a Yom Tov d'Oraisa, but it's a Yom Tov d'Rabbanon. And after all, the Megillah says, Mishta v'Simcha v'Yom Tov. So the Gemara explains, second time, Yom Tov is not mentioned. But I think the Rambam feels that Simchas Purim is Me'ein Simchas Yom Tov. And just like B'Yom Tov, we need Bosa B'Yayin, the same applies to Purim. So, Perek Vav, Alochi Yud Zayim, Elchus Yom Tov, the Rambam writes, Mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov, V'Samachto B'Chagecho, is B'Bisara Shlomim, Men HaTorah. L'Yach HaKor M'Bayis, we don't have a Kor M'Shlomim, it's Bosa B'Yayin. But the Gemara doesn't mention Bosa. The Gemara says, Ein Simcha Ele B'Yayin. The Rambam says, Bosa B'Yayin. And the same Rambam says, Purim, you need boso. Nowhere do we find in Masechet Megillah there's a mitzvah achilas boso on Purim. But the Rambam determines misvora. Purim is a similar simcha to Yom Tov. And just like Purim we need yayin, and Yom Tov we need yayin, just like Yom Tov boso comes together with yayin, the same applies to Purim. Now, the nature of the simcha, the intensity of the simcha, the way we express the simcha is definitely different Purim than Yom Tov. In Yom Tov, there is no source Adalayoda. There's no source Chayv and Ishlevesuma. Yom Tov, you drink a Revias Yayin, and you Yoytzi Yedei Chayva. But nevertheless, just like Yom Tov requires Bosar Yayin, the Rambam is Mechadish the same regarding Purim. So those are source number one, source number two. V'samachta v'chagecho is a mitzvah d'oraisa. La'as asoistim yamei mishta v'simcha is a mitzvah medivrei kabbalah. And in both, the Rambam, perek vav melchus yom tov, perek beis melchus megillah, boso v'yayin. Number three on our list, after simchas purim and simchas yom tov, simchas chosam v'kala. As I mentioned, in our family we have a simchas chosam v'kala. So Simchas V'Kosam V'Kala, there are two different concepts. One is the mitzvah that is on the Chosan and the Kala, especially on the Chosan, the Simchas Ishto, Shivis Yemei HaMishta, are 7 days of Simcha. But it is also a mitzvah upon others, L'Sameach Chosan V'Kala. So the Rambam in Perek Yud Mehilchos Eshes writes, Yoichol V'Yishta V'Yismach. No bosa, no yayin. There's no specification. But the simcha of the chasen and the kala expresses itself in having a meal, having a feast, yoichel v'yishta v'yismach. But no details, we do not find bosa v'yayim, simcha schor v'kala. But the most obvious factor or ingredient in simcha schor v'kala is in ksuvas daf yud zayin, keitzad merakdin lifnei hakala. So the main expression of simcha schor v'kala is singing, dancing, and shtick, juggling. That is what we find. Gedoyla merom, Rav Shmuel ber Yitzchak have a merakad atlas, and he used to do all kind of, palulim. I don't know how you say palulim in English. Juggling and other things, throwing fire and juggling, and just to make the chosen akala happy, to make them merry and happy. So the manifestation of simchas chosen akala is the chosen and kala to themselves, yerchol v'yishta v'yismach, but the most obvious and evident expression of simchas chosen and kala is dancing, singing, no bosa v'yayin. Do we find a similar simcha elsewhere? Of course we do, and I'm sure you will know what I mean. In Sukkah Daf Nun, simchas beis ha-shoyevo. So simchas beis ha-shoyevo is chag ha-sukkos, but it is not simchas yom tev. It is separate. Simchas Yom Tov is the same by Sholosh Regalim. Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuos. According to some Rishonim, also Rosh Hashanah. Because Rosh Hashanah, the Pesach says, Bekesel le'yoyim chageinu. So it's a Yom Chag, and we have the mitzvah v'samachtu mechagachom. In Yom Tov, we do not find singing and dancing. It is not a halachic requirement on Yom Tov. Simchas Beis HaShoevo is not Simchas Yom Tov. Simchas Yom Tov is Simchas Yom Tov. And regarding Simchas Yom Tov, Sukkot is no different than Shavuos and Pesach and maybe even Rosh Hashanah, as I mentioned before. Simchas Beis HaShoevo is associated with Nisuch HaMayim. And only once a year was there Nisuch HaMayim al Gabi HaMizbeach, and that was Sukkot. And Simchas Beis HaShoevo is based on the Pesach in Novi Yeshayahu, Usha'aftem Mayim, and that was Simchas Beis HaShoevo. And how was the Simcha expressed? Ksuvas Daf Nun. Singing, dancing, juggling. Rabbi Gamliel, the greatest of the Tanoim, used to juggle fire, four or eight. And at the time, one of the shiurim I said before Sukkot, I spoke about the way that, the kavona of throwing fire with your right and catching in your left, yamin zorek lesmol, v'smol mavi leyamin, but we'll not go over that again. So it's interesting to note that Simchas Beis HaShoevo is similar to Simchas Chason Vekala. And that is a different category and a different concept of Simcha and a different expression of Simcha. So while Yom Tov and Purim, we do not find Shira and Rikudim, only Bosa V'Yayin. Chosen v'kala, beis ha-she'evo are similar. We do not find bosa v'yayin. Simchas beis ha-she'evo has nothing to do with food at all, nothing to do with eating. You cannot eat by Simchas beis ha-she'evo because it wasn't the Azorah, and you cannot eat in the Azorah. So Simchas beis ha-she'evo is similar to Simchas chosen v'kala, sing, dance, and palulim. Juggling, doing other things, just as an expression of overflowing simcha. Source number 5, which would be category number 3. In Mitzvah Lulav, we find in the Torah, Usamachtem lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. And that refers to Lulav. And because Mitzvah Lulav, the Torah says, Usamachtem lefnei Hashem Elokeichem, it is from here that we know that in Yerushalayim, Mitzvah Lulav is Menatoira Kol Shivo. Begivulin, only the first day is Menatoira. Ulakachtam Lachem Beyoim Arishoin, Prietzodo. The other 6 days are only Midrabanon. Only Yerushalayim is a Mitzvah Kol Shivo because the Pesach says, Usmachtam Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. So, what is the manifestation of the Simcha of Lulav? Once again, we're not dealing with Simcha Sachag v'Samachtu v'Chagecho. V'samachtu v'chagecho is not associated with the lulav. So Machlok Bar Chagiga was the same. Pesach, Sukkah, Shavuos, and once again, Rosh Hashanah. It has nothing to do with the lulav. Usamachtem lefnei Hashem alakechem has to do with the lulav. What is the expression? We don't need to dance with the lulav. Maybe we do. So there are two interpretations and two different approaches to explain the concept of nanuim. According to the Gemara in Bavli, nanuim is latzo ruchay srois v'tlolim roim. And that is why we do mala mato, mimin, smol, mizach, marav, tzof, and dorim, to have a positive effect on tlolim and ruchos. According to the Medrash, it is al shem haposek, az yeralanu kolatzei hayar. So we take branches of different atzei yoara, the pri, the esreg, and the lulav, hodas varova, and as if they dance, b'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is why we are min haneya. This side, that side, ma'ala mato, al shem haposek, oz yeralanu kolatzei yoara. So, but it's still, it's not the same as Chosam HaKala Simchas B'Sheva. We are not the ones dancing. It is Hashem HaPosek Oz Yanan Kuret Seyor. So basically, this mitzvah is mitzvah, simcha, shel mitzvah. Simcha with the lulav. Sefer HaChinuch, Shin Chuv Dalet, has an interesting comment. And he says, we know that there is something specifically in these Arba Minim that is Misameach Leiv. It's hard to understand why. Why is an essig more misameach than an orange or an apple or another fruit? But the Sefer HaChinuch writes that there is something specific in these four minim that is misameach. So basically, by halachic definition, we would say that the mitzvah v'samachtam lefnei Hashem lakechem is just a simcha shel mitzvah. Nothing beyond that. And it doesn't have any other expression besides simcha shel mitzvah. Just simcha im halulav with the mitzvah of lulav. But the Sefer HaChinuch does say that there is something beyond the kiyum mitzvah that is mesameach. Just when you look at these dalad minim and maybe the combination of the dalad minim.
Also, you don't see them very often.
What, these dalad minim?
Where do you see them?
Maybe, you know, I don't feel very compelled trying to explain why they are misameach. I'm just noting that the Sefer HaChinuch, who was one of the Rishonim, says that beyond the simcha b'kiyum mitzvah, so maybe because we don't see these dalad minim very often. And source number 6, which is the same category, Kosev HaRambam, Perek Gimel, Mehilchas Chanukah, when the Rambam describes the Nes of Chanukah, the miracles, and the Nes of Pachas Shemen, and then the Rambam writes, Kavu Chachomim Shevoise Ador, Shiyu Shmoine Yomim Yemei Simcha V'Halel. So, and many wonder, where did the Rambam take that Chanukah are Yemei Simcha? Yes, the Gemara says, B'Halel V'Hoy Doye. But nowhere do we find in the Gemara that Chanukah are Yemei Simcha. So some argue that this Rambam validates Megillas Antiochus, and it proves that Megillas Antiochus is a reliable source, because Megillas Antiochus is somewhat a mystery. We don't know exactly who wrote Megillas Antiochus, what significance and weight does it carry, is it a reliable source. But the only early source that Yemei Chanukah, Yemei Simcha, is in Megillas Antiochus. But I don't think the source of the Rambam is Megillas Antiochus. I think to the Rambam, it's so simple that Chanukah are Yemei Simcha, just like Purim are Yemei Simcha. Is there any reason to be more Sameach Purim than Chanukah? So Purim was Momovas L'chaim, Chanukah was Shechus HaTorah, but this is an S and that's an S. And if Chanukah is Yemei Halel, Kosev HaRambam, Ein Oimrim Halel, Elo Mitoich Simcho Yeseiro. That is a Rambam once again in that same Perek, in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Chanukah, when the Rambam explains, why don't we say Halel Rosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim? And the Rambam says, and I quoted this Rambam 1,000 times, you probably heard it from me many times, The Rambam says, "Ein oymen amhala b'rashonim v'yomim kipurim lefi she'ein elu yomim shel simcha yisera." And that's why we can't say halal. So if these 8 days of Hanukkah, you may halal, goes without saying that you may simcha, because we don't say halal, elu mitoch simcha yisera, not stam simcha, but simcha yisera. And also, what's the difference between Purim and Hanukkah? Yes, the expression of simcha is not the same. Because by Purim we find chayvinish levesume. By Hanukkah we do not find in Chazal that we need to eat or drink. But to the Rambam it's such a pshitus that Hanukkah is yamei simcha just like Purim are yamei simcha. Minchas osher moyadim on Hanukkah. That's the second volume, Minchas Osher Moedim, not the Sichas, but the Lamdas. I also quoted the Tosfos in Megillah, which Tosfos says that Yemei Simcha, Yemei Chanukah Purim are Yemei Simcha, Kedichsev, Lasses Oisim Yemei Mishtav Simcha. But that refers to Purim, it doesn't refer to Chanukah. So this proves that according to Tosfos, Purim and Chanukah are the same. Both are Nisim, Shenasu, Ravaseinu, Bizman, Bayez, Sheini. Is there any reason to be more thankful for the Nes of Mordechai v'Esther than the Nes Chanukah that was Yerchin and Matas Kohen Gadol? Both Chanukah is Yemei Halal, and we don't say Halal Lemetech Simcha Yisera. So I think it has nothing to do with Migras Antiochus. So what is the mitzvah of Simcha and Chanukah? No Bosa V'Yayin, no Shira V'Rekudim, nobody juggles Chanukah Lech. So, what is the mitzvah of Simcha and Chanukah? Obviously, like Lulav. It is a purely a Simcha Shal mitzvah. Be happy with. So, I don't know whether you're familiar with the Sefer Mekor Chaim. Maybe. But I think if they were Masat and Yemei Simcha Vahal, maybe the expression is the halal, but in other days that we say halal, the simcha is not only halal. So Mekor Chaim, the Mekor Chaim, Shulchan Aruch HaChaim, is the Chavis Yor. And anybody that is familiar with my shiurim knows that I'm a big admirer of the Chavis Yor, not that he needs my admiration. So the Chavis Yor wrote a sefer of Mekor Chaim and Shulchan Aruch HaChaim, and it's an amazing sefer. What is more amazing, he lived more than 300 years ago, and he wrote a sefer. And in his introduction he writes that before he published the sefer, the Mogen Avraham came out. And when he saw the Mogen Avraham, he decided there was no need for his sefer. So he decided not to print it, not to publish it. Because after the Mogen Avraham, who would need the Mekor Chaim? And I think that was a mistake. I have the chutzpah to defer with the Chavis Yor, and I think it was wrong. I think there was definitely justification to publish his sefer even after the Mogen Avraham was printed, because Mekor Chaim has gevaldige chedushim, great chedushim. So in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Beis, he writes an amazing line. Tofrei Shayim Beis is Chanukah. And he writes, Ikara mitzvah, l'sheves liyad ha'neiris v'lesmoyach bohem. How could he write Ikara mitzvah? I think that's an exaggeration. Ikara mitzvah is persum ha'nesal, Pesach beisim v'chotz. So in days of yore, and in our days, if people light their Chanukah, Pesach beisim v'chotz, I didn't think there was a minig l'sheves liyad ha'neiris. Where does he sit? B'shus ha'rabim? We don't find any early source that there's a mitzvah to sit next to the neiris. It is minhag chasidim. Chasidim are very makpid to sit next to the neiris. And it's a beautiful minhag. It's a beautiful minhag, which I definitely adhere to. And I told you in the past, I light my Pesach Beis HaBachutz, and I also light Befnim. I light Befnim because that's minhag avoisai, minhag raboisai, and minhag chasidim. I light b'chutz because I don't see any reason not to be mekayim mitzvos ner Chanukah lefi dina de gemara v'dina de shulchan aruch. According to Chazal, that's the ikar mitzvah. Pesach beisim b'chutz to do persum minis le b'nei shus arabim. So Hasidim have the minhag to sit next to the neder a half hour and sing zmiras, and you eat and you drink, and it's beautiful family-oriented minhag, and it's beautiful, especially for 1,000 years in Golis. Ikar pesuma nisubos libnei abayis. So the Makor Chaim writes, Ikar amisa, that's strange. But it is an interesting comment. L'shevus l'adaneus, v'lesmoyach b'hem. L'smoyach b'hem. What does that mean, l'smoyach b'hem? So we could say the Ikar mitzvah of Chanukah is halal. We could say it's the simcha of kiyum mitzvah. But the Makor Chaim says, no, l'smoyach b'hem. And I think darkness is depressing, and light makes people happy. We say in Berachas Kriyas Shema, Vehitken Ma'oirois, Sameach Oilamoi Asher Bor. So doesn't this posuk say that light makes people happy? Vehitken Ma'oirois, Sameach Oilamoi Asher Bor. So the Makor Chaim says, sitting next to the Neis and enjoying the Neis, that is Simchas Chanukah. Especially if you have the schus to see the Oragonos in the Neis, that definitely is Mesameach. And the Sefer HaRekeach writes that the Oragonos, Shakodesh Baruch Hu Gonas, Vesheshes Yemei Bereshes, shines through Neis Chanukah. That definitely would be a Simcha, to see the Oragonos, which we could only find in the Torah or in Neiris Chanukah. So, v'samachtem lefnei Hashem Elokeichem b'lulav, and the Simcha of Chanukah also have something in common. Both, no achila v'shtia, no rekudim v'shiro, but rather Simchas HaMitzvah. But in both these mitzvahs we find Sefer HaChinuch regarding lulav, Makor Chaim regarding the Chanukah, that beyond Kiyum HaMitzvah, there is something in the chefs of the mitzvah that makes people happy. So those are six sources which we broke down into three gedorim, in three categories. Posav Yayin on one hand, Shiro V'Rekudim on the other hand, and the Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Two additional concepts. 7 and 8 is Simchas HaTorah and Simchas HaTefillah. Simchas HaTorah is such a well-known concept in which we find in many sources. So almost everybody that listens to me for any period probably remembers Rabbeinu Yoina, Masechet Tovos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud Aleph. כשאתו מסייגע בתוירה תשתעשי בו, תוירה עושה שעשוב של הקודש ברוך הוא, ונוסר לא נוסר תוירה שעונו נשתעשי בו. So all the Sifrei Musar and many sources in Chazal speak about Simcha HaTorah. And we make a Simcha Legamro Shel Torah, and that is what Simcha HaTorah is all about. And Pekudei Hashem Yeshorah Mesamcha Lev, and that is the reason Tisha B'Av, we shall not learn. And Aval is also the Talmud Torah, because Simchas HaTorah negates the Tzar of Avelis and Tzar HaChorban. So Chazal teach us that Torah is Mesameach Lev, and the way to learn Torah is B'Simcha. So Simchas HaTorah is a very fundamental principle. And the Gemara in Menuchas Daf Yud Ches tells the story of Rav Loza ben Shemua that was sitting in Beis HaMedrash, and they were Mefalpel and a Sugya, and Tzavu Ponov Shel Yosef HaBavli. One of the Talmidim was called Yosef, and he came from Babel. And Tzavu Ponov Shel Yosef HaBavli, his face radiated Simcha. And the Rebbe, Rebbe Rosa ben Shemur, was moved to tears. V'zolgu Einov Demois. V'omar, Ashreichem Talmidei Chachomim Shedivrei Torah Chavivem Aleichem B'Yosef. So all these sources speak about the importance of Simchas HaTorah, and that is beyond Simchas HaMitzvah. It is rejoicing in Talmud Torah. And in Pashtus, it is rejoicing in a Torah Sfeikus. and an understanding, the joy of understanding, the joy of knowledge, and that is the simcha of Yofi Shel Torah and Pilpul Shel Torah. That is simcha Shel Torah. But we also find simcha Satfilo, and in Perek Ein Oimdim, in Brochas Lamed Aleid, Ein Oimdim Nisparal Elam Toich Simcha Shel Mitzvah. And in my Sefer Klolei HaMitzvahs, part of what I say today is in the new Sefer Klolei HaMitzvahs, Siman Yud Gimel. I brought various additional sources that a person has to be mespalel b'simcha, because simcha is the greatest intimacy that a Jew could ever have with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He talks to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He pleads with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that is Avodas Hashem, and that is Dveikus. And that should be bring simcha on a person. So simcha satfila and simcha satfila are two specific concepts that we find beyond the broader idea of simcha shel mitzvah. Which brings us to the general concept of simcha shel mitzvah. We already discussed various different mitzvahs. Actually, all the sources we brought up to this point are mitzvahs. Yom Tov is a mitzvah, Purim is a mitzvah, Simcha Sozamakala is a mitzvah, everything is a mitzvah. But after all those specifics and different categories of simcha, we finally come to the general idea of simcha shel mitzvah. Is there a source in Titus Moshe regarding simcha shel mitzvah? There is a source. It's not a Gemara, it's a Rambam and many others. And this source is a perplexing one. And it always struck me. Kosev Rambam besof Hilchas Lulav, and I'm quoting the Rambam's Loshon. Hasimcha sheyismacha odom ba'asiyas ha-mitzvois, uba'ahava sukel shetzivu bohein, avoydi gedoylihi, v'kol hamoynei ha'atzmoi misimcha zu, ra'ui lehipora mimeno, shenemar tachas asher loy ovadetu as Hashem elokecho b'simcha bevetuv leivo. So first of all, the Rambam exalts Simchas HaMitzvah. HaSimcha sheyismach ha'odom ba'asiyas ha'mitzvos uba'ah v'sukel shetzivu bohein avoydi gedoylihi, v'kol hamoynei ha'atzmoi misimcha zu ra'ui lehipora mimeno, shenemar tachas asher loy ovadetu Hashem elokecho b'simcha bevetuv leivo. That's a posuk in Parshas Kitzavoy. In the Techocha, Shebemishne Torah. And the Rambam says, why are we punished? Why are we suffering? Why are we in Golos? We did the mitzvahs, but we didn't do them b'simcha. And we lacked simcha shel mitzvah. And that is what the Torah means. Why are these terrible curses falling upon us? Pshuto shel mikro is, you did not serve me in times of abundance. When I gave you shefa and simcha, you forgot about the Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'yishman, yeshurun, v'yivad. So I will teach you to serve me in pain and in suffering and in goddess. That's Pashtas Aksuvim. Tachas, asher lo yavadet v'ashem elkechu b'simcha v'b'tuv lev meroiv koil. That is why I will show you how you will come back to me out of strife and pain and suffering. That's Pshuto Shel Mikra. The Rambam's interpretation is a novel one. Tachas asher lo yavadet v'ashem elkechu b'simcha v'b'tuv leivov. You lack simcha shel mitzvah, and that is why you will be punished. And what is fascinating is, we find this pshat in the Rambam, Sof Hilchas Lulav, as I just quoted. Rabbeinu Bachye ala Torah says the same, Parshas Kisavoy. Reb Chaim Vital, in his introduction to Shara Mitzvahs, which is one of the Shmoyne Sha'orim of Dari HaKodesh, he says the same pshat. The Charedim, in the Agdomet to Sefer HaCharedim, all these Gedolim, Rambam, Rabbeinu Bachya, Rab Chaim Vital, the Charedim, all base the concept of Simcha Shel Mitzvah on this pasuk. and it's not pshutoy shel mikro. But we learn from all these sources that Simcha Shel Mitzvah is min haTorah. It has a source in Torah's Moshe. And how important Simcha Shel Mitzvah is. The Charedim, once again in his introduction, writes that he heard from the Ari HaKadosh that all the Hasogas that he was amassing and all the Madregas that he achieved were only B'schus Simcha Shel Mitzvah. And that is fascinating. And one of Yesaidus Wavoida of the Baal Shem Tov and his Talmidim was stressing Simcha Shel Mitzvah. And they were very, very hostile to any atzvus. And one of the characteristics of Hasidim and one of the Yesaidus Avoida of the Baal Shem Tov and his Talmidim is only b'simcha, never despair. And always try to be b'simcha with whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you. So the Gemara says in Brochas, the Mishnah says, Chayav Odom Lavorach Al Arok Hashem Shemavorach Al Toiv, and the Gemara says, Lekablinu b'simcha. And recently I wrote a letter to someone, a wonderful person, who was going through very difficult times, and he asked me to explain, well, how could a person be mekabel b'simcha? And I explained Rashi and the Rambam, and I'm always inspired from the Yashras and the Emes and the Parshas of the Rishonim. Rashi makes it clear that besimcha doesn't really mean you need to be happy. After all, on Tzoras we don't say Boruch Atoy V'Ameitev. After all, we say Boruch Dayan Emes. So this proves Chazal didn't expect us to be happy when tragedy strikes, like we were happy when our children got married. So when you're sitting in Avelis, you don't have to be happy, like when you have Shivas Yemei HaMishta. After all, a novel is also B'Talmud Torah, because Kudi Hashem Yishor Mesam Chilev. Rashi says, to be makabel b'hashlama, with submission, and believe this is the way it needs to be. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu knows what he's doing, and he loves us. And he always loves us. And this is how it has to be. And it's to the better. That is lekablinu v'simcha. Lekablinu v'simcha, Rashi says, b'tom leiv u'b'hashloma. Brochas Dav Samech, that is the source. The Rambam has an amazing interpretation on the last Perek of Brochas. And the Rambam says, what Chazal mean is moderation. When you have simchas, be careful of excessive simcha. And when you have sorrow, don't go to the extremes. And this is part of the Rambam's philosophy of the Shvilazov and the middle road. So the Rambam writes, when we have simchas and besuras tovus, we definitely should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But stay clear from euphoria, because you don't know what this will bring in the end. And sometimes, yesh oishar hashomer labolov l'rosoi. So what Chazal mean is to suggest moderation, both in days of simcha and both in days of mourning. And that is what Chazal mean. Ba'omik chachmosam chayav adam lavorach al haro, k'shem shemavorach al hatoiv. Always try to be moderate. Don't go overboard, neither in sorrow nor in simcha. So that's the Rambam's interpretation in Perusha Mishnah LaRambam. So, but once again, so how did I get here? How did I get so far? Chayav adam lavorach al haro, k'shem shemavorach al hatoiv. I think we were discussing Simcha Shel Mitzvah, Tachas HaShaloi Avadet V'Hashem Alakecho V'Simcha V'Betuv Leibo. So the Ari HaKadosh said that all his madregas he achieved only B'Schus Simcha Shel Mitzvah. And according to the Rambam, it's a D'Oraisa. It's Min HaTorah, because we learn it from Tachas HaShaloi Avadet V'Hashem Alakecho V'Simcha V'Betuv Leibo. And how do we express the Simcha? Nothing beyond Kiyum HaMitzvah. And Kiyum HaMitzvah B'Simcha. And that is the concept of Simcha. But I think there are two sides to this coin of Simcha HaMitzvah. And I want to stress once again the lesson of the Rambam. Hasimcha sheyismach ha'odom ba'asiyas ha'mitzvah uba'ahava sukel shetzivo bo'ein. These are two sides of the same coin. Adam tzerich l'smoach ba'asiyas ha'mitzvah. And the performance of the mitzvah should bring him great simcha. That he has the schus to perform a mitzvah l'shem shumayim and do his service to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I think a person needs to love his esrig and his lulav and his tefillin and his tzitzis and his sukkah. And the minig of Chassidim is Shana Rabbah Megezeged Zich Fin Sukkah. We say goodbye to the sukkah. And in many mechzorim there's a special tefillah which we find in Rabbi Yankov Emden Siddur. So the last day, Sukkah Sashana Lav in the afternoon, I always say goodbye to the Sukkah and to the beloved Esrig and Lulav, and I'm always very emotional about it. So I kiss the Dalet Fanas of the Sukkah and the Esrig and Lulav, and it's hard to say goodbye. They were with us for 7 days, and it was Yemei Simcha V'Halel. So that is the simcha sheyismach odom ba'asiyas ha'mitzvos. But the Rambam says, "Asimcha sheyismach odom ba'asiyas ha'mitzvos, uba'ahava sukel shetzivu bo'ein." When you perform mitzvahs, you need to have the simcha of ahava sukel, and love HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us these mitzvahs, and love HaKadosh Baruch Hu and rejoice with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we had the schus to perform these mitzvahs. V'moishe Rabbeinu nes'ava l'konas v'yatz Yisrael just lekayim mitzvoseo. So simchas ha-mitzvah has two different sides and two different facets. Ha-simcha sheyes mechodem ba'asiyas ha-mitzvahs uba'ahava sukel shetzivo bo'ein. And that is an avodah gedolah. So coming back to Masechet Brachos and Psochim Kuf Yud Zayin. Ein oin bem lehesbar ela metoich simcha shel mitzvah. Rashi writes, kigon achnosis kala. Interesting. From all the mitzvahs, simcha shel mitzvah, kegon achnos haskala. Why did Rashi choose achnos haskala? Because in achnos haskala, the simcha is obvious. That is the essence of the simcha. To be mesameach osam vekala. But Rashi goes on, and Rashi says that ein doimer mispal, ve'ein hashchin eshoyer, elo mitoich simcha shel mitzvah. And Rashi has an amazing interpretation on this Mamre Chazal. Ein Ashkin Ashoira, Ein Amitoch Simcha Shal Mitzvah, and that is also Psochim Kuf Yud Zayin. And Rashi writes, Mitzvah Lahashris Olav Shchina. Ein Ashkin Ashoira, Ein Amitoch Simcha Shal Mitzvah. So it doesn't mean another mitzvah, but rather the mitzvah Lahashris Olav Shchina. Where do we find the mitzvah Lahashris Olav Shchina? Is there a mitzvah lahashreis olav shchino? Rashi means to say that is what Chazal mean. So when you are an oved Hashem, you learn Torah, and the Gemara says shchino shoyer olav. You daven, and that is the veikus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You need to be happy lahashreis olav shchino, and that is a mitzvah. And I think that connects to Ahava Sukel Shetzivo Bo'ein. And this is an interesting observation that we find both in Rashi and in Rashbam. Mitzvah Lahashreis Olav Shechino, and that is what Chazal mean when they say, Ein Hashechino Shoyer, Eila Metoich Simcha Shal Mitzvah. And the last source brings us to the Mame Chazal and Tanas Chof Teso Medalov. So the Mishnah says, Mishnech Nasov Mematin Besimcho. And the Gemara says, Tanas Choftes Omed Aleph, Kishem shemematen besimcho mishenech nasod, kach mishenech nasodor, marbim besimcho. So what is the essence of this simcha? Mishenech nasodor, marbim besimcho. What is the manifestation of this simcha? How do we express this simcha? The Rambam doesn't bring this aloha. So the Gemara and Tanis The last line, Chof Tesa Medalef, the Gemara says, Meshenech Nasod Amar, V'Simcha, Meshenech Nasod Memat, V'Simcha. And therefore, when a Jew has a court case with a non-Jew, he should try not to have it in Chodesh Av. Do everything you can to postpone it, not to have it in Chodesh Av. Dereya Masley, Chodesh Av is a bad month. And he should make an effort to have it in Adar. The Bariya Masley, Adar, is a wonderful month. So the Rambam brings, when a Jew has it in Torah, he should try to avoid of, try to make it Adar. But that's the only halacha that Rambam brings in this context, that he doesn't bring Mishnah Nechmas Adar Marvin B'Simcha. That is not found in the Rambam. So obviously, Chazal do not define what is this din of Mishnech Nesod Amar Ben Besimch. So my feeling is, there is no specific manifestation or expression. It is just Simchas Anes, Simchas Ha'idoyah. So we don't say Halal or Chodesh Adar. We don't even say Halal Purim, because Kiyus Azu Hilulo. But after all, Purim is a time of Nisim. And the entire month is a good month, because this is the month of Nes Purim. Just like Chodesh Av is a month of tragedy and of sorrow, Chodesh Adar is not only Purim, but also the days leading to Purim. Mishnech Nesov Marbe Mesimcha. Is it Simcha Shol Mitzvah? Not exactly. Because in Adar, we don't have any mitzvahs. The mitzvahs are only Purim. I think it's a mitzvah of Hoidoyah. And we, from the very first day in Adar, we focus on the Neis. Just like from the very first day in Av, we focus on the Chorban. These were days that were leaded to the Chorban, and the days of Purim were days that leaded to the salvation, and to the miracles, and to the Nisim. And that is why, Mishnech Nesov Mematam B'Simcha, Mishnech Nesov Adar, Marbin B'Simcha. And this Simcha has no details, and no specifics, and no way to express the Simcha. It is not Simcha Shal Mitzvah. It definitely isn't Simcha Shal Torah, Shal Tefillah, or any specifics. But I think it is similar to the Sefer of the Rambam in Hilchas Lulav. Ba'ahav asukel shetziva ben. Ba'ahav asukel shosu lonu nisim nefloiz. And it's the Simcha of Hoidoyah, just like the Simcha of Halel. This is the Simcha of Hoidoyah. And that is Mishnech Nesov Marben B'Simcha. So in today's shiur, we discussed 11 different sources and at least 4 different categories on Hagedoras and Simcha. And what is obvious is that Simcha is one of the fundamentals in Yiddishkeit, and it has so many different manifestations and different expressions. So Hasidim say in the name of the Rishoner, Rabbi Yisrael Meruzhin, Mishnech Nesov, Mematim B'Simcha, Mishnech Nesov, Mar B'Simcha. We always need to be Simcha, it's just a question of volume, more, less, Mematim, Marbim. But Eid always needs to be B'Simcha. It's just a question of volume, how much. Turn it up, turn it down. But Eid must always be B'Simcha, because we have so much to thank for and so much to be happy about. And basically, it's Simchas U'Avdus, just being the chosen people. So many times I spoke about the Mishnah Perek Gimel of Masechet Avos. Chav Avodim Shenivra B'Tzelem, Chi B'Yaseda Nidas L'Avodim Shenivra B'Tzelem Elokim. Chaviv in Yisrael Shenikru Bonim L'Mokoyim, Chi B'Yaseda Nidas Lem L'Yisrael Shenikru Bonim L'Mokoyim. Chaviv in Yisrael Shenitan Lem Klei Chemdo. The Tosfos Yom Tov, the Medrash Shmuel, and all the other commentators besides the Mekubalim, Reb Chaim Vital argues only Bnei Yisrael are Nivru B'Tzelem Elohim. That's the Pika Bola. But the Tosfos Yomtov and the Medrash Mo'an and many others say, the Reisha refers to every human being, Gentile as Jew. They are all precious. And Chovav Odom Shenivra B'Tzelem Elohim. They were all created B'Tzelem Elohim. Odom Arishin wasn't Jewish. And all human beings were created B'Tzelem Elohim. And they all have Chibo. Where we stand apart is Chaviv and Yisrael Shenikra Bonim Lamokai. We are family. We are Kodesh Boker's family. He's our father. And we are his children. And that is what makes us different and unique. And it is not only that. Chaviv and Yisrael Shenitinem Klei Chemdo. We stood at Har Sinai. We got the Torah in Har Sinai. So we have special Chibo. And we are closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than all the others. So how could we not be B'Simcha? How could we not be B'Simcha if we are the chosen people and we are the closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We carry the biggest burden. And sometimes it's almost unbearable. Because all the others have Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. What it boils down to is be a mensch. Don't kill, don't rob, don't steal. Our burden is far heavier. Instead of seven, we have Tanyag. Machshov Ediba V'maisa. We're not even allowed to think what we sometimes want to think. Needless to speak it out. So Tanyag Mitzvahs dictate everything. Every moment of our lives, a Jew is never free. But this is what we chose at Mamad Har Sinai. And this is what we cherish. And this is where we want to be. So many times I told the story that I heard from the Leiv Simcha the Gerer Rebbe, and he heard it from his great father, the Imre Emes. And you probably all remember the story, but I always say it again and again because it's beautiful and my interpretation is beautiful, I think. So the Imre Emes told the story that once the Svasemes by the Tish Sukkah says, "V'mezuktu Unu Hashem kemepoilin digres tezach." When we say Unu Hashem, Sukkahs, we could achieve the greatest heights. And the Imre Emes told his children that there was an argument between the elders of the Chotzer. Which Unu Hashem does he mean? Unu Hashem Ashiyano or Unu Hashem Etzlichano? So the other day in the morning when they said Halal, in the Bismedish of the Sosemis, 50% of the crowd yelled at the top of their lungs when they said, Ono Hashem Ashiyano, and all the others when they said, Ono Hashem Ashiyano. But the Imam said, I understood that he meant neither Ono Hashem Ashiyano nor Ono Hashem Ashiyano. What did he mean? Ono Hashem ki ani avdecho. Ani avdecho ben amosecho. Ad kan divrei harav. This is the story. Now, let me share with you my interpretation of the story. So what's so great about Onu Hashem Kedi Avdecho? And why is it far more important than Onu Hashem Ashiyano or Onu Hashem Atzlichano? So first of all, the Radak notes, Onu Hashem Ashiyano, Onu Hashem Atzlichano is Aleph Nun Aleph. Onu Hashem Kedi Avdecho is Aleph Nun Hey. The pronunciation is the same, but it's a different word. And the Radak explains, Ono with an Aleph is a plea. We turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we plea with him, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, give us, Oishiyono, Atzlichano, give us what we need. Ono with a Hey is an expression of gratitude. It is saying thank you. That is what the Radak explains. So, person stands Sukkos, and Sukkos is the greatest simcha of all year. The Rambam writes, quoted many times, Perek Gimel Melechus Chanukah, Afal Pisha Kol Amo Yedei Mitzvah Lesmoyach Behem. No, it's at the end of Melechus Lulav. Afal Pisha Kol Amo Yedei Mitzvah Lesmoyach Behem, Bimei Achag Hoysu Shom Simchu Yaseiro. And in Perek Gimel of Melechus Chanukah, the Rambam writes, Ein Oymerim Halal, V'Lashon Av Yoyme Kippurim Lefisha, Ein Eli Yoyme Shom Simchu Yaseiro. So the entirety of Mishneh Torah, we only find twice the expression Simchu Yaseiro. Regarding Halal, Hilchas Chanukah, regarding Sukkos, Hilchas Lulav. So the Svasema said, when we say Yonu Hashem, Halo, Sukkos, Simchi Yaseira B'Kiflayim. And a Jew stands and says, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you for what? For letting me serve, for having me as a servant. You know, slaves don't get to talk much. Nobody listens to them. And when they do have an opportunity to talk, they usually say, could we have some more food, some more drinks? Could I have another pillow, another sheet, another blanket? Could I have another 15 minutes, you know, another break, you know, just to rest up a bit? So the Jew stands in the height of Simcha, and all he has to say is, Rabbi Shalom, I'm so happy. Thank you. Thank you for what? For having me as a servant, for letting me serve. Nothing is greater than that. Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest individual to ever live, and that's clear from Bavli, Yerushalmi, from the Rambam, is defined in the entirety of Torah as an Eved. V'yonesha Moshe Eved Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu refers to Moshe as an Eved. Lo'echein avdi Moshe. V'kol be'sinem onu. Madu alo yoreisim ledaber. Ba'avdi be'moshe. Why is Moshe defined as an Eved when Bonim L'Mokoyim is a greater Madregi than Avodim L'Mokoyim? So Shabbos morning we say, Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi, ki Eved neman korosaloi. When we choose Avdis, Avdis metoich simcha, Avdis metoich ahavo, that is the greatest Madregi one could achieve. And that is what the Svasema said. When v'mezoktonu Hashem, ki ani avdech on sukkos, nothing tops that. That is Avdus Metoich Simcha. So in Yiddishkeit, we have many different concepts of Simcha and many different manifestations and expressions of Simcha. Bosa v'yayin, Shiro v'zimro, v'rikudim, and Simcha shal mitzvah. But it's all about Simcha. And it's all about the Simcha of being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Simcha of being both an Eved Hashem and and one last comment, which I speak about many times, especially when I speak to mechanchim, to educators, and to parents. When one is besimcha, it needs to be obvious, and it needs to radiate. So I quoted the Gemara before, Menuchas Daf Yud Ches. Rabbi Roza ben Shemua sits in Beis Medrash, and they're arguing and learning. Tzavu ponav shel Yosef HaBavli, and Rabbi Roza the Rebbe sees his Talmud, his face radiating simcha, simcha shel Torah, and he's moved to tears. V'zalgu ein of the mois, and he says, Ashreichem talmidei chachamim, shedivrei Torah chavivim aleichem b'yosef. So Yosef HaBavli was happy with simcha shel Torah, and it was obvious to everyone. There's another Gemara in Brachos Daf Tes regarding tefillah and avodas Hashem. Omalei ule l'rav ilui. Ki ailes lahosam shul b'shalme d'Rav Broina ochi. You're going to Eretz Yisrael. I have a brother in Eretz Yisrael. His name is Rav Broina. Please look for him. Look him up and give him my warmest regards. Odom godol hu v'sameach b'mitzvahs. Pam echad samach geula l'tefillah v'loi posak chukam apu meikule yoima. He's a great man. Why is he a great man? Because he's sameach b'mitzvahs. And it once transpired, he was sameach geula l'tefillah. He juxtaposed Shemoyne said to Kriya Shema, and he smiled all day. I remember many years ago, I was a younger man living in Kiritzans, walking on the street, and a friend, a very close, one of my close friends, came across me, and he tells me, I looked at you for a few minutes, and you were smiling to yourself, and you looked like a fool, he tells me. You weren't speaking to anyone, and you had such a big smile, and so take care, he tells me. Take care. You look very strange. And since then, I tried to take care. And I can't recall what made me happy at that moment. I don't remember. But this is an interesting Gemara. Let's try to imagine the same scenario. You're walking in the street, and a friend comes the other way, and he's laughing to himself. And you ask him, are you the one that won the lottery yesterday? It was 50 million shekel and was in the papers. Did you win the lottery? Says, I never buy them. I don't know what it is. I don't buy lottery tickets. I don't believe in it. Your daughter, did she find a chosen? I mean, I know you have a 23-year-old your daughter. You're looking for a shidduch. So no, we're still hoping. We're still davening. So why are you so happy? Oh, he says, I said tilim this morning and it went just fine. I think most of us would stand there and think to ourselves, do I know a good psychologist? This person needs help. I think most of us would respond that way. We would just stand there and think to ourselves, what's wrong with him? What's wrong with him? There's nothing wrong with him. Something is wrong with you. Nothing is wrong with him. Why shouldn't he be happy? He said to him this morning, and it went just fine. Why do you think it needs to be something material that would make him happy? Rav Broina, Pamachas, Somach Gula Litvila, Veloy Posek Chukama Pumei, Kula Yoima. So obviously, when you're happy, it radiates. So I remember as a Bocha in Yeshiva, once we had a Meshgiach, a guest, that came to speak, and he said a drosh about Simchas HaTorah. Again and again, Simchas HaTorah. And as a young boy, I thought to myself, if he's such a mumche about Simchas HaTorah, why doesn't he ever smile? I never saw him smile. He always looks so grouchy and agitated and nervous. So if he has a diploma on a Simcha, how come he never smiles? So I don't want to sound negative. I know there are different drochim. And there were some great gedolim that didn't smile. And there were great gedolim. But I think the derech hamelech is, yes, if you're happy, it needs to be obvious. That's what we see by Yosef HaBavli in Menuchas Daf Yud Ches. That's what we see Rav Broina in Brochas Daf Tes. Somach Geula Litvila V'loi Posek Chukam Epumei Kuli Yoimi. We're smiling all day. And when Yosef HaBavli learned, Tzavu Ponov. And that is so important. That is so important that a Jewish home, the home of a Ben Torah, needs to be the happiest house in the world. And a Ben Torah needs to be the happiest person in the world. Because we have so much to rejoice and so much to be happy for and thankful for. We are Kodesh Baruch Hu's chosen ones. And we have the source to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu and to bask and savor his closeness. So we should be happy. And our kids should see how happy we are. And our happiness should radiate to our children. And then we stand a fair chance that our children would want to follow in our footsteps in Torah, in Avodah, and to be Dovek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and in Simcha Shel Mitzvah. So Simcha, as we said, is one of the most important things. So the story is told. I saw the story about Reb Chaim Volozhin and the Gaon. I think it fits better to the Mezilas Yomagid than the Baal Shem Tov. I don't know. That's my feeling. So once, when the Talmud parted from his Rebbe, and he went, you know, home for a long period, and his Rebbe, whether it was the Gaon to Reb Chaim Volozhin, he said, remember, Shnei Tmidim B'Kol Yom. And the Talmud was perplexed. What did he mean? Mishachorav Abayis Botlo HaTmidin. We no longer bring a Korban Tomid Shnayim. We no longer have Shnei Tmidim B'Kol Yom. And then it occurred to him, the very first Sif in Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim, that Amor brings Shavisi Hashem L'Negdi Samid. The very last Sif in Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim, that Amor deals with Purim Kotun. Do we need to make a Suda? And he quotes the Posek Toiv Leiv Mishte Tomid. And those are the Shnei Tmidim B'Kol Yom. The very first and the very last Sif in Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim. Shavisi Hashem L'Negdi Tomid and Toiv Leiv Mishte Tomid. And I add on to this word, it needs to be Tmidim Kisidrum V'Mesofim K'Olchosim. And the right say that is first Shavisi Hashem L'Negdi Tomid. And only then, Toiv Leiv Mishte Tomid. If you mix it up and you start off with Toiv Leiv Mishte Tomid, there's a remote chance you'll ever get to Shavisi Hashem L'Negdi Tomid. So it needs to be Tmidim Kisidrum, Al Rishon Rishon, Val achroin. But the message is, when a person is makayim shavisi Hashem lenegdi tamid, that needs to bring him not only to Yir Shamayim, but also to Simcha, to the Simcha of the Vekis and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, to the Simcha of Mitzvah Lahashoy Sol of Shechino, and that is Simcha Shal Mitzvah. And for a truly good Jew, Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Tomen, it leads to Toiv Leiv Mishta Tomen. And that is the Seder Avodah, and that is what the Baal Shem Tov taught his Talmidim, and that is what we see from all these sources that we spoke about today. So, we are in a zman of simcha. We should always be with simcha. Simcha satoel, simcha samitzah, simcha savoid, and simcha sashchino. And toiv leiv mishta tamid. And when we are happy with the Kodesh Baruch Hu rejoices with us. Mida keneged mida. And that is tachlas abriyah. Yehi chvoid Hashem liyoylam, yismach Hashem b'masa. So our simcha shal mitzvah is kvoid Hashem, yichvoid Hashem liyoylam, yismach Hashem b'masa, that's tachlas abriyah. And we should be zorcha b'kura b'yameinu, to binyan beis amigdosh, v'simchas oylam, al roisham b'mheiru v'yameinu omein. Needless to say, the shiur next week, I already spoke about simcha, but next week the shiur will be as usual, same time, and we're going to speak about Purim. Yeah.